USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday night have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit would be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
The recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again.
Georgia is legally required to certify their election results by Friday. As one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount in two of the state's largest counties after requested by the Trump campaign. The recounts of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New Hampshire has become the latest state to issue a mask mandate for its citizens. Governor Chris Sununu announced the mandate Thursday, which applies in public indoor areas and outdoor areas when social distancing can't be maintained. New Hampshire has seen its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began and has seen the number of residents hospitalized with the disease double over the last 2 weeks. 37 states now have some form of mask mandate in place. California is also adding restrictions as cases continue to rise in that state. California is imposing a limited stay-at-home order in its counties with the highest number of coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting Thursday a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will be in effect for non-essential work and gatherings starting on Saturday. The order lasts for 1 month and is in effect for 41 of the state's 58 counties, which affects nearly 94% of Californians. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One high-ranking Republican believes the American people will accept the results of the 2020 election once all the votes have been counted. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that are still out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first set of data from the 2020 census may not be ready by its end-of-the-year deadline. The U.S. Census Bureau said Thursday that it's having to fix routine anomalies in the data, and that could cause them to miss their December 31st deadline. The latest state population counts are due then, data that's used to determine each state's share of congressional seats for the next decade. And the husband of actress Lori Loughlin has reported to prison for his role in a college admissions bribery scam. Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli reported to a federal prison in California Thursday to begin serving a 5-month sentence for his role in the scheme. His wife is currently serving a 2-month sentence. The couple was part of a scam that involved bribing college admissions officials to get undeserving teens into college with false test scores or fake athletic credentials. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.